Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Lord, this song every time catches me and takes me into the Spirit. And I think of past, present, and future, that mankind would be able to see beyond the measure of the five senses wherewith we dwell, that we feel things through our skins, that we see things with our eyes, that we see and hear things with our ears, that we taste, that we smell. There is a dimension that is way beyond that, wherein you dwell. There is everlasting life. We, in Christ Jesus, receive that everlasting life. And as the song was playing, the song that I always say, song of my life, is the song that once upon was sung by men called Mario Lanza, I'll walk with God. And I just said, Lord, I'll walk with you. No matter what, I'm going to walk with you. No matter what, your will be done all the days of my life. May it be so for everybody listening and also those on the live stream. Just walk with God. Seek the will of God. Just pray about everything and walk with God. When you walk into the room, walk with God. When you do things, walk with God. Lord, that we might set aside carnality, the flesh, the works of the flesh, and all the wickedness of the works of mankind, and walk with God. Thank you for your word this morning in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen. Thank you very much. We lift up Daniel De La Rey, who is not here, but in Wilgejevel since Thursday with acute diarrhea, vomiting, and body went into shock from infection. In Jesus' name, this curse is reversed right here and now. Can you say amen? Amen. Punishment of his peace, Daniel De La Rey, has been upon Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, he is healed. Tonight will be a Holy Spirit night, as I have promised. So I don't intend preaching tonight. Holy Spirit ministry all the way through with baptism that will be taking place for the people. And I think it's been very... How many of you enjoyed the baptismal night the other night? Can you wave with a hand if you enjoyed it? What a sight that was. He put it on the screens. People could see it. What a sight it was. I honestly think that many people that could come on a Sunday night that do not come on a Sunday night, really, God knows what I'm saying is the truth, miss what they shouldn't be missing. What they don't see what they should be seeing. There was one Wednesday night in the fire conference that I spoke, and the whole theme of the conference was the return of the glory. The power of God fell. I was over there, three people. At the same time, over here, manifested demon spirits. Out of three people came demon spirits in the audience like that. The power of God, God healed people left, right, and center. And where were so many people? What is there in this passing away world that would hold you in such a grip that you cannot get to God? That grip must be broken. And the kingdom of God, the mindset of Christ, and every effort be spent in serving Jesus Christ. For we are here, temporary, but the eternal is awaiting us. We know not the moment nor the hour when the final day has come for Christ to take us home. We got to be ready for him. Can you say amen? And Sunday is his day. Even if that world out there and the media out there gets into all the mess that it gets in, and the political systems of the world gets into the mess they get in. In the kingdom of God, there is never a mess. We are all filled with the Holy Spirit. The Afrikaans says, Deur dronge van een gees. We are in one spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. We are temples of the Holy Ghost. And today, as Christians who believe in God to sustain us through a difficult week, we need to be in church on a Sunday and do every effort in our being to be here on a Sunday night, get the full measure. Maybe there is a miracle waiting for you. And it will be better than Magnum solving a murder case. Or 50-50. Or carte blanche or whatever. Whatever branch. Blanche and branch. In the book of Romans chapter 6, verse number 1. I want to go, and I've been sitting all week meditating about this thing, and I must be very prompt on it. So therefore, just to save the time, I'm just going to quote Mark 16:16. And Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized, two things, believes and is baptized, two things, shall be saved. But he who does not believe, obviously won't be baptized, shall be condemned. Then came a tradition of mankind. Give it to the fallen nature to concoct a christening session where they drop a few drops on a baby that doesn't even know what it's all about. You've got to be able, and by your full understanding and your full wit, and say, I believe in Jesus. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my God. He is the Messiah. His sacrifice was for me. Please immediately baptize me. Baptizo, dip, immerse, submerge, take me under the water and bury my old nature. In Acts chapter 2, 38, Peter the Apostle says, repent therefore and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins. In other words, to be set free from the slavery of sin, of which pays the wages of death. Repent, each one of you, and be baptized for the remission of sin, and you will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is to you and your children, to those who are afar off, even as far as 2019. Acts chapter number 8, the eunuch with Philip the Apostle looks, he says, here's water. I believe in Jesus Christ. What prohibits me from being baptized straight away? Into the water, and out of the water they came. They were baptized. Jesus in the Jordan River. If you follow in the footsteps of Jesus, then a few drops here is not good enough. That's not correct. It's not this book. One day a man came to me and said, but you know, professor this and professor. I said, I'm not interested in what professor said. I'm interested in this book. Plain language, English. Word geduap. Check in the dictionary what geduap mean. It doesn't mean a few drops on your forehead where you don't know what's going on. It means go under and bury your old nature. Die right there. When you repent, you're crucified with Christ. But there's one thing outstanding. Acts chapter number 10. While Peter yet spoke these words, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, for they heard them speaking in other tongues and prophesying. And then Peter said, what prohibits us from baptizing them now? Paul the Apostle, Acts chapter number 9, where the scales fell off his eyes by the laying on of hands of a man called Ananias in the street called Straight, immediately was baptized. Then he went to eat to strengthen himself. Acts chapter number 19, Paul the Apostle, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Then Paul laid his hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit and they were baptized straight away. What holds a soul back from the glory of the newness of the walk in the Spirit. What holds any person away from the fullness of the blessing of God? Is it pride? Is it what people think? It is. What holds a person? Nine months I stood and battled this thing. Like a fool I was. I was a fool. And when I got baptized, I'd hardly broken the surface of that water and I got filled with Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen. Because of that baptism, I stand here now. No return to the world. Jesus now more than ever. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Praise the Lord. No turning back. Come on. Shout hallelujah. I won't apologize. You've arrived in Little Falls, no compromise Christian center. This is just like it is. Romans 6:1 says, therefore, what shall we say then? The whole New Testament is full of this baptism. Nux van besprinkling and christening and all of that stuff. None of that stuff. It's the traditions of men. But the word says this. What shall we say then, believers? Shall we as believers continue in sin? The word is chamatria, which means literally anything that veers you off and takes you off from walking straight with God, the straight and narrow. There's only, by the way, one straight and narrow. Compromise will take you off the straight and narrow, and you will step into the thorns, and you will go into all kinds of potholes, sinkholes, and if you don't watch out, over the cliff. This morning, I was looking at a picture, and I'll still put it on the screen. There's a song, and the song is, there's a long black train. Don't go riding on that long black train. And I looked at that picture, which we saw in Baghdad, actually not Baghdad, in Bangkok, and we saw that there, and then of course India takes the crown and the cake on this one. They hang on the sides of the trains. How dangerous is that? The front, that train, you can't even, there's only a small hole for the driver to look through. And the crowds are clinging. It's like, you could almost say like, it's like a joke among many people that say, there's always room for one more in a taxi. There's always more room on the roof of that train. And that train, you can imagine going over a cliff and down into the pit to meet the devil and to be tormented in the flame and the worms eating away at your flesh that never seem to be consumed, but the fire is there. There is glory for those who believe in Jesus. There's even more glory for those who are baptized and those who rise up out of the baptismal water and walk with God. More glory. I'm going to read some. And then I'm going to say some. Because time is a limitation on me. It always is a problem. Don't get on board the wrong train, my friend. If God says baptize, what your wife and your husband and anybody else says means nothing by comparison what God says, the Almighty commands. Because you will stand accountable to the knowledge you have. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not, God forbid. How shall we who died to sin, Galatians 2:20, Galatians 6:14, I've been crucified with Christ, I live no more. 6:14, for me there's further no need to boast except the cross of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom I've been baptized, been crucified to the world, and the world crucified to me. Shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ, that happens the moment you are baptized in the body of Christ, you are a believer, were baptized, now watch this, baptized into his death. He in his body judged sin on the cross. On the cross. Colossians 2:14. And the account against us, the letter of offenses, having nailed it to the cross. Afrikaans sê die skuldbrief. Vasgespijker, genaal op die kruis. Everything that is your sin from your birth to your death on this earth, in this dimension, is nailed to that cross. Therefore, watch this. We were buried with him through baptizo. There comes a moment in time that something that has died in the form of a human being has to go and be buried. We all go to funerals sometime or another to lay rest someone somewhere and say goodbye, because that person's moved on either to heaven or to hell. There's no great places about these things. When people sin, God takes it serious. How serious? Think about the whipping of Jesus Christ, the blood on his face, the crown of thorns, the agony, the pain, the whipping, the beating, the plucking out of his beard, his hair, slapping him through the face, hurting every part of his body, striking him with nails, hanging him on a cross, humiliating him in his nakedness on that cross. Think about how serious God takes sin. Therefore, first of all, we were buried. Everybody say buried. How are we going to get to that funeral now with him through baptism into death? That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so we also. Everybody say, even so we also. Let's do it again. Even so we also. What should we do now? Walk in the newness of life. Walk in the newness of life. In Romans chapter number 7, I'm just going to give it to you. Having died in verse number 6, Romans 7:6, having died to what we were held by, so that we should not serve that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. For the law, the wages of sin of breaking of the law means death. But Christ has redeemed us, Galatians 3:13, 14, from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, that we might receive the blessing of Abraham, not in the oldness of the letter, but we should walk in the newness of the Spirit. Now, back again to verse 4 here. Buried through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. Just as Christ was raised by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in it. So where do we walk? We walk in the glory. Maud used that expression this morning, walking in glory, glory, glory. What is glory? Glory is the Spirit of radiance, of empowerment, of life of God upon us who believe and obey and say, no devil in hell, not even Satan himself, no human being on earth that goes, warra, 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 not even no person, even was the state president, will stop me from being baptized. In Russia, they dug a hole, they do it still, in the snow. In the snow. And there's water under those lakes, under, and then they go into that water and they baptized in minus sub-zero temperatures in the coldest possible water. Just because 0 degree water. Next step is ice. But they come out of there. The funeral is over. See, I talk about life after death. See, it begins the moment you enter that life. Let me just explain this to you. There's belief, obviously repentance, believe, baptism, raised up in glory. Life everlasting is now a reality. Free from the slavery of sin. There are confounding verses. I fasted 8 days on this one. I'm telling you, there are confounding verses. I think, how is it that people don't see these things? They read straight over it and they don't see it. That's why this book of Romans was the book by which the entire Christian church operated for the first 300 years until the Edict of Constantine, some 317 AD. And in this book, Paul describes it to the point. This book, verse by verse, is the one that they immediately adopted, said, this is for us, the apostles, everybody, this book of Romans. And here it says, very clear, that we set free from sin. Verse 18, Romans 6. And now, in Romans chapter number 6, and I need to go here and just read this with you. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? We were buried with him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk. Now, you know, there comes a moment. I'm speaking the truth and I'm speaking it in love, but nobody here except Jesus comes now. Nobody here will escape a deathbed. And you know, some people die suddenly. Some people have the honor of saying goodbye to each and every one of their family members and bid them farewell. And then, for the last time, they look at the room around them and suddenly they close their eyes, they blow out their breath. I've been there so many times through these years. And they go, my own father, it's over. Difference. Baptism. Close your eyes and you feel yourself being buried. But next thing, you're being raised up out of the water. You open your eyes. Take a look at the, there's actually a film made of that. They made a story of it. Take a look at their faces when they enter the new life. Just take a look. Just take a look. Wonder if they got that form. Have you got that form up there? Where's not? Not. We'll show it tonight. Or they come out of that water and you see them. They go down there with like tension and there's a countenance and they sort of don't know what to expect and this, that, the other. And you put them under. They close their eyes. Our old sin nature is baptized, buried. Completely under the water, dipped, immersed, submersed. Professors of the universities, go read your Greek. Lifted up to walk in the glory. They go in secret to be baptized in the Jordan River. That's what they do. One said to me, I think I'll lose my pension. Well, then you lose your pension. I'd lose my pension and gain the kingdom of God. That's what I'll do. Can you say amen? Amen. I live on bread and water till I die, but I'll gain the kingdom of God. It's a matter of social priority systems is what, you know, I mean, I'll leave the world behind, man. As long as I haven't buried my old man, as long as that's the case, that I haven't done so. The devil has a time. I'm still in Egypt. The chariots of the Egyptians standing for demonic forces. They're after me. I'm being harassed. I don't find. I cannot pray to God and get an answer. What? 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 What is it that withholds a person from practicing the truth of this book? What? Oh, Uncle Quiz said, Uncle Jimmy said, Uncle, has Uncle Jimmy been baptized? Does he even believe? Is he even saved? Is his name written in the Lamb of God's book of life? Has he got the Holy Spirit? Because if he's got the Holy Spirit, he's going to agree with you that you be baptized. Now, for the remission of sins, set free from slavery. Romans 7 says these words, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit. Now, Romans 8 says several things. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? I want you to go to Romans. I want you to go. I want you to go. I want you to go to Romans chapter number 6. See? Romans chapter number 6. And I want you to find the verse number 11. Now that's now after the description of being buried through baptism into death, raised up in the by the glory of God, as Christ was raised by the glory of God, even so you. Go to Romans chapter 6. Now look at this completely confounding statement. Where is it in the Bible? Hope you've got a word for word one, because these paraphrases will dig and dive in any direction. But here, in a word for word, New King James, ESV, New American Standard Bible, Young's Literal Translation, the Jewish New Testament, says, you also, likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. Reckon. Make two and two come to four. Make a calculation. See the result. You are dead to sin. I repeat, dead to sin. But I am alive to God through Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I have buried my old man. I am dead to sin, but I'm alive to God in Jesus Christ the Lord. This is one of the most powerful things that I read everything about Paul in the entire Bible. And I said, Lord, I want to know what this man got hold of. And he says these words, likewise, reckon yourself dead indeed to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, does sin exist? Yes. The principle of sin is always there? Yes. If you're outside of Christ, if you're not a believer, you got a problem. If you believe, then you need to bury your old man. Exe, Now don't come to me. Look at me here. Look at me. Look at me quickly, 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 quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Here's a little baby. He doesn't know what's going on. And you think that is baptism? Do you think the Greek word says that? Do you think the Bible contextual studies tells you that? No. Where does it come from? I'll just leave it. Just leave it. Then the carnality and the concocting of human theology through the ages. We're sitting at the end of the days and we're saying, Lord God, what's wrong? Why are you not moving in the church? Because there's vast disobedience and millions are not hearing the word of truth. Your mother can do that in the bath with you. But when you're a believer, when you believe in Jesus Christ beyond any contradiction that He's your Lord and Savior, His blood was for you, you go under the water. You bury that old flesh, carnal nature full of sin, and you say it's got no death. Sin shall have no further dominion over you. You are not under the law, you're now under grace. You should no longer walk around with a sin, guilt, conscience. Anything bothers you, if we confess it, He is faithful and just to forgive us and faithful. Everybody say faithful. And just why? To forgive us. Because He died for the world. He died for all the sins of the world. And cleanses from all unrighteousness. Galatians 5:22. But now the fruit of the Spirit, I'm just thinking, just shoots in my mind. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, friendliness, kindness, faith, humility, and self-control. And then it goes on to say, since we live, next verse, in the Spirit, let us therefore also walk with the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Walk. I'll walk with God. Whew. You should have a life consciousness. You see, life has begun and it's going on now. Your body will drop off, yes. But you won't die because you're already dead and buried. You've already died 2,000 years ago if you belong to Jesus. Life after death has begun. Your first burial was there. The rest is your sinful body because flesh and blood cannot, 1 Corinthians 15, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Look at this, Romans 8. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter number 8. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Dead to sin, alive to God. But what if I do something I shouldn't have done? The principle is always there. Say, Lord, I'm sorry about that. You see, there's another scripture that says, the Apostle John says, he who sins is of the devil. That means he who practices it as a way of life. Sin, do not yield your members as sin, to sin unto death. There's a long black train running towards that cliff. It's loaded and there's place for more. What does the Bible say in Isaiah 14? Hell from beneath stretches its mouth at thy coming. If you don't repent, you join the devil. Death or life? You make the choice. You make the choice. Yes, for the third time, you make the choice. Waar was ik? Romeinen 8. I think I better close here. I'm not halfway through what I want to do, but anyway, don't worry. If you live, verse 13. This Romans is so powerful. Is so powerful. It says, for if you live according to the flesh, that means your lifestyle is carnal. Je gaat nog al die tijd anders hier aangegaan. You never changed, really. You're practicing. You got a thing there. Snowflake comes into the office and you're eyeing each other every day. And you're a married man. Ooh, there comes Snowflake. Ooh, my day is made. I don't even need flowers in my office. Adonai Elohim Tzevaot. Verse 13 again. If you live according to the flesh, you'll die. Now here's the verse I believe that changed my life. This little section is what is the life changer. Changed me forever. But if here's the key against the carnal nature. Galatians 5:19, the works of the flesh are manifest. If you, how? By the Helper, by the Holy Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. If you, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. How do I put to death the deeds of the body? My carnal nature wants to still take over. Look at me, please, everybody. Jesus, send the Holy Spirit and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Jude, final verse, and keep me from stumbling. For you're well able to do that. See? I want you to bow your heads, everybody, right now in this place. There is tonight a baptism in this place. For everybody, I don't want nobody to look around right now because you're busy with God. You are busy with your Savior. And I'm speaking on his behalf these words. Tonight, you bring an extra set of clothing, you bring a towel, and we'll assist you. There are many people that assist you. And you can be baptized and die for once so you can live forever. And say, Lord Jesus, that's me. I want to be baptized. I haven't been baptized. I've not been under the water. Now, Pastor, the coin's dropped. I will not resist the word of God. So therefore, if you cling to the truth, raise your hand and say, I want to be baptized also tonight. Just raise your head. God bless you. God bless you. I see the hands going up. God bless you. More hands going up. Every person that says, I want it for tonight, God bless you. I see that hand. More people, God bless you. Anybody else that say, Pastor, me too. Last week, we had a lot of people. How many of you have not yet been baptized last week, but you want to come for tonight and you want to be baptized tonight? Let me see your hands also for a moment. Just raise your hands quickly. Die wat nog nie gedoop is verlede week nie. Okay. Those who have raised their hands, will you please stand up for me, please? I want to see you where you are. You raise your hands, stand up for me, wherever you are. Just raise up. Can I ask all those people that raised their hands, just come walk to me? We want to help you quickly. Just give you a little bit of advice and coaching and whatever. Come. 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 3 weeks away from the Passover. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want these people in the front to say to you, just raise your hands towards them. Thank God for committing your life the proper way to God. Repent, be baptized, that you may be saved. You will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children, to those who are afar off. In Jesus Christ's name, all God's people said, amen. Amen. Look at me, please, everybody. Look at me, you. Can you follow this pastor? He wants to just quickly have a word with you for tonight. Then you can come tonight and be baptized. Thank you. Give the Lord a praise offering. Now, in case you need to be in that group and you didn't come to join that group there and you're playing wegkruiperkie, do you know that a wegkruiperkie doesn't work with God? And even now, if you say, I need to be baptized tonight, bring a towel and clothing until you have peace for your soul, you know. What we've done now is one thing. Now for the next, we're going to hit revival. Amen. By the time of Pentecost, the fire is going to burn very high. Amen. This is the time of the return of the glory of God. This is the time of the gifts of the Spirit. This is the time that the Lord has made. Can you say amen? We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Little Falls, No Compromise Christian Center. And in case I stepped on your and Goldilocks or Snowflake's little toes, repent. Vinnig, op die looppas, in a hurry. If you're into adultery, stop it now. And the Lord will visit you and take you out of difficult situations. We are living in difficult times. I need every bit of help I can get from God, and so do you. How many of you say amen to that? We want God to help us in every way. We've got to fulfill His scripture. It's the constitution of the church. It's the constitution of Little Falls Christian Center. I'm telling you this, what this book says we do, and I don't argue any further. I don't even discuss any further. I just read it in the book. If it's there, I'll do it. If it's not there, if it's something that's concocted, I won't do it. But if it's something that's there, and the Greek is clear, the Greek and the Hebrew is confounding in so many ways. It just tells you straight out sometimes what people don't want to know. I one day said to a man, before I close, hey, you say this to you. He didn't agree with this, he didn't agree with that. I said, no, just do it. You don't believe in the promise of the Holy Spirit? No, I don't believe in that. Do you believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit? I don't believe in that. Okay, I said, no, don't you believe in it? No. It stopped with the last apostle. You know. The Bible closed, boom, and that was it. I said to him, do me a favor, and will you tear out of your Bible 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14? Acts chapter number 2, Acts chapter number 8, Acts chapter number 10, Acts chapter number 11, Acts chapter number 19. Will you please remove it from your Bible, because obviously you just don't have a clue what you're talking about. Believe and be baptized, and you will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, the blessing of Abraham in fullness. God will answer your prayers. If you walk with God, He'll walk with you. He said, "Return to me, and I will return to you." You walk with God. Walk the straight and narrow way. Don't go to the left or to the right, or let anybody influence you. Make sound decisions according to the Word. Don't take easy ways out. Listen to the Word. What does the Word say? I do what the Word says. Oh, but that's dangerous. No, I do what the Word says. That's what I do. Would you please stand, everybody? Father, till we get together tonight, I pray that tonight this place be flooded by the Holy Spirit. Lord, that people that walk in the newness of life will walk straight into the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Other people be healed, other people be delivered, and whatever is needed, I pray it for tonight, Lord. Move, Holy Spirit, to the glory of the Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up His countenance over you, be gracious to you, and grant you eternal salvation and peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.